Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30-Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast, and I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Congratulations, Sophia, on over a decade of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week, and welcome everybody. Your calls are welcome too as well. 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. Any questions for our guest or the host too as well? Make sure that they're all capped so we can distinguish between the chats going on in the chat room as well. Today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic, healer, musician, vocalist, and author, Stephanie Ann Stevens. Everyone visit ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens with a V. Amazon and Kindle search My Karate Angel, and YouTube search Stephanie Ann Stevens. Upcoming, we have Island Paranormal Society researchers Ron Iacovetti and Lourdes Gonzalez. They'll be on the program next Saturday, the 5th. Also, Travel Channel's and Discovery Plus paranormal investigator Tim Wood returns to the program. He has a big announcement, too, as well. That's going to be 2 weeks from today. That's going to be March 12th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, to like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters have been added to the lineup. There's going to be a lot of new video added to Live Paranormal, too. So Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's increased all of the capacity and all the loading features. He's bought some other sites too as well, so it's going to expand in a great way. So we'll be revealing a lot of that in the days ahead too as well for liveparanormal.com. Check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month, and Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, DVDs. He's great with the giveaways around here. Also, support the vendors here on Live Paranormal as they keep the lights on here. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for a birthday or anything like that, make sure you do it through liveparanormal.com vendors pages. Tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly Mondays right here at Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, now on Kindred Spirits. He's here Monday nights monthly on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhart, and many more on this very network. As well, archive shows, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of liveparanormal.com. And here we go. Let's bring on the host. Sophia, congratulations on over 10 years here on Live Paranormal.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people over the years. And also, you know, thanks for all the birthday wishes for Mom this past week, too.
Yeah, Mom's great. So I love her, and I'm excited we got to celebrate Mom. And,
Best. Are you going to be doing the Minecraft and playing the Friday the 13th and all that kind of stuff on the gaming systems after this?
Probably. It's usually just repetition. I usually die pretty early, which really sucks. I mean, we usually go in a group of Chads, and it just never works out on Friday the 13th. So I usually end up coming back as Jarvis, which isn't too bad since he has better attributes than, like, any other character. But at the same time, like, if I escaped, I don't want to come back.
No one has any idea what you're talking about with this stuff.
But you guys are all in the game all day long.
So you lock yourself in that cave there and start gaming away and everything. So, but you got these Instagrams, YouTubes, and all these different things, and Twitters and things. Where can people find you?
First off, I would like to say it's more of an oasis than a cave. So I feel like you should just really backtrack that one.
It's dark in there.
Well, some are movie theaters, but the people like those too.
But sounds like a war going on in there.
Yeah, because, you know, Call of Duty. Yeah, zombies. Instagram, you can find me, Sophia Temporelli, and Twitter, you can find me at Sophia Temporelli with 1L.
And tell us about your wonderful guest, Sophia.
Today, we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, healer, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens to the show. Everyone visit ommaster.net, Facebook, Stephanie Ann Stevens, Amazon.com, and Kindle search My Karate Angel, YouTube search Stephanie Ann Stevens. Let's welcome her back into the show.
All right, Stephanie Ann, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been like 2 years. So hi, Sophia. I'm so glad to hear you guys' voices again.
Thank you for coming
on.
Go
ahead. Oh, well, thank you for – well, thank you. I know what Minecraft is, so I know what that is. You guys were talking – I know what that means. So you're a gamer.
People do know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I am a gamer.
Yes, you are. Yeah, yeah, play games.
I like to.
Gamer. That's too
yeah,
funny.
I'm lately in Minecraft. I've just been coming up with ideas to bother my friend who didn't like his name on the show, so I'm going by his alias,
That's
chat
funny.
Number three. And yeah,
wow.
I created a black void around the Nether portal, so it feels like you're just falling into an abyss. So I'm coming in with really great ideas that he doesn't like, but everyone else like for the reason that he doesn't like it. So I think it's been really fun.
That is awesome. That's awesome. I just play Wudoku. It's a game where you put all these blocks in place. But you know, I do play some video games myself when I get a chance or whatever, or just watch them. But you know, it's a real blessing to be here. It's what is this, the 13th of Friday? Oh, I never have a bad Friday. The 13th. This is the 13th of Friday. Is this Friday the 13th or no? That's Sunday. Never mind.
Yes.
Couldn't even figure out the time of the show. I was like, wait a minute. Okay, call it what time now? Anyway, congrats. I thought you had 11 years of broadcasting, but I guess you're coming up. You're going to be coming up on that, I guess. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on today again, Stephanie. It's always great talking with you. I mean, to start off, can you tell the audience how you initially discovered you had an ability and how that kind of led you into the field of the paranormal?
Well, basically, Sophia, that just, you know, when I was 5 years old, I call myself a sound healer because when I was 5 years old, my parents were meditating and doing self-realization fellowship, which is transcendental meditation. And I don't know exactly what happened, except I was sitting on the edge of my bed and all of a sudden I just activated the sound inside me. My mom knew that was the OM or OM like that. And it took off from there. She sent me to all these renowned spiritual people. And they were talking about me going up the spiritual ladder. I had no idea what was going on. I was kind of like finding myself in situations where I had to find my lost animals. I used my abilities to do that. And then we got to California, and next thing you know, I was 16, and my mom testing me and giving me names and, you know, like remote viewing and just basically giving names and then me describing every detail I could possibly do that sight unseen. So that led into readings.
Well, I mean, it's definitely amazing, you know, just all you've done and all the work you've done too. Was that ever scary for you at a young age?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Sophia? Well, oh, it was scary, you mean?
Yes,
it was overwhelming. Oh, yeah, totally. You know, like when you're only, you know, 16, 17, you're kind of like, what am I doing? What is this? What is this? It was overwhelming because all of a sudden all these people are like, oh yeah, that's right. And then you think you've got this amazing power or something. And I credit this to God, of course. Because there are seers in the Bible, there are people, you know, that have that kind of ability, visionaries. Yeah, I say that in the Bible as well. And when I was 21, and I know I've told you this before, but my mom was on the phone with this man, and I gave him, he was my parents' mechanic. I gave him a license plate number, my make and model of the car, told him to watch out for it. And 3 weeks later, his wife was hit by a car with that license plate number. Yes, that scared me really bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, that's a really incredible thing to have happen, especially at such a young age. I'm sure that was extremely overwhelming for you. It's good, though, it sounds like your parents were very supportive.
They were very supportive, totally, Sophia. They were totally supportive, which is really actually a blessing because a lot of psychic kids, they don't have that support, as you know, like they didn't have that kind of support. They're looked at totally, you know, like they're weird or something, or what's wrong with you, or oh, you're just hallucinating. But no, when it comes on you, and I just asked God, I said, please take this away if this is not of you, because it, you know, I was became a born again Christian. It was kind of like, whoa, what is this? You know, is this of the devil? But I do think that God gives all kinds of abilities, all kinds of gifts, just like Peter James had the gift to talk to ghosts. So, you know, and interact with them and help people. And mediums help people find people that have been, that are deceased, you know, that have passed on. And they bring closure and all that kind of stuff. So,
absolutely. I mean, it's really just amazing, you know, all the work you have done, and just how you use that. And, you know, I know your parents were very supportive, but what was your journey like for you in developing this ability?
Well, the journey, actually, so I became a professional. My mom begged me to please start charging, you know, for readings. And I started charging at the age of 21. And then one thing kind of loops into another, because being a professional musician, that looped in as well. And it seems like all kinds of things support the other thing. And I ended up doing my music and going to churches and like laying hands on people, praying for them. Well, believe, and trying to send that sound to them. It was after that experience that I began to really figure out this, what the sound was. And then I began to see things like prophecy happening, like things coming to pass that I would see visions. I was like, whoa, this is freaky. Like the fires in California, O.J. Simpson, that kind of thing. And when you see things like scrolls in front of you unfolding and then you see words on them, that's even more freaky. So I knew I was tapping into something. And so I, it led into me becoming an integrative research medium in 2005, because 2003 I hit the national radio by having given a reading to the guy at 92.7, Rich Barra. And all of a sudden I was launched into national radio and doing seminars, and that led into being an integrative research medium with Dr. Gary Schwartz, and becoming an integrative research medium, and to my great honor, with Winbridge Institute, a Forever Family Foundation, where we volunteered our services in 2006. And that's when I began to really, it was just seeing some amazing things taking place.
For sure. And what advice would you give to someone who is currently trying to develop their psychic ability?
I would just say, Sophia, just trust it. You know, keep your eyes open. One of the things Peter has said, and I trust this too, is keep your eyes open, look around your surroundings. You're more likely to see something with your physical eyes, like a ghost or something, you know, a shadow person.
Yeah.
More likely to see them with your physical. Yeah, you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I keep my eyes open because, well, I just follow that advice that Peter gave about keep watching the outside, all your surroundings. So I even use it in my karate, you know, everything, the wide scope. So, yeah. Definitely. Keep your eyes open and watch your surroundings and trust what's happening to you, and talk to other people. Watch shows that you trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of karate, I know you authored a book called My Karate Angel. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that book and where they can purchase it?
Sure. Actually, it's not in print right now because the publisher has had some, well, let's just say some personal things. If I were able to get that out again, I would, but I only have one copy of it. I was selling it, but right now I'm not. It's just one of those things. And basically, let's just say this man called me in 2010, Mark Kofler, and I was up on the mountain and with Jack before Jack passed. And he just begged me to help him find his mate. And the next thing I know, I was predicting myself to come into his life as his caregiver and his friend. And his mother, what's freaky is his mother reached out to me from the other side and please help my son, and sent me to where I am now. And he was a state karate champion. And at the age of 16, got in a horrible car accident that his mother felt coming. And it led to him, you know, but he still ran a dojo and this inspired me to train now for 7 years and become first degree black belt in karate. The black belt he couldn't become. That's inspiring. That's
for
inspiring.
Sure. I mean, it's incredible that you were able to go along that and, all that happened, which ultimately led you to becoming a black belt. I mean, that's a great accomplishment and feat to have done.
It's a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of discipline. You can't become a medium professionally overnight. You can't become a black belt overnight. But I just also want to incorporate, if people go onto my page on Facebook, they're going to see spirit or art. One of the things I do in a reading is if somebody's going to meet somebody, I might draw that person and it might come to me, and or someone who's passed on, and that's comforting to that person. So that's happened in seminars, and people recognize the person that's passed on, and they, oh my gosh, that was my son. You know what I mean? So that's spirit art as well. And that's very fulfilling. That's fulfilling because that gives that person something to look at,
Yeah, for sure. I know we actually have a couple callers too.
Yeah, we have a caller here. Let's see.
Sure.
Yeah, caller, we have Yeah, 651. Oh, that's Minnesota, 651. Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, my name is Christiana. Yeah, my name is
I didn't get the name. What's the name?
Oh, Christiana.
Christiana?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, that's beautiful. Ooh, I smell children around you. Sorry. Go ahead, Christiana. It's nice to meet you.
I was just wondering if anybody from the other side has a message for me.
Oh, boy.
Do I need to be more specific?
Okay. This is one of those quick second things here, if we can reach out and help you here. Give me a second. I'm getting the letter A. I'm getting like a Anita, Anna. Give me a second. I want to say this to you, Christiana. When I said I smelled children around you, I'm not making that up. I don't know exactly what that means, but I want to say that I do feel a group of children around you. I don't know if that makes any sense or not. I do feel, that's one of the first things I was seeing, but I do see somebody in front of me right now. She has grayish hair, silver, blue eyes. So I'm getting I'm getting a female energy coming through here, a grandmother, aunt. And I feel, looking at your situation, that they are happy that the decisions you've just made in the last 2 weeks, because it's been very difficult for you. Does this make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, it does. Something going on in your living room. You need to clear it as well, because there's an object in there. Someone gave you an object. It's I can just see a brown cloud or something. When you go in the living room, I feel like there's a cold spot in there, so I'm definitely feeling like some kind of a thing passing through. You also have some definite sensitivity to the spirit world, and it scares you sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, hon. I hope that helped you. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you're doing the right thing, but do clear your living room.
Okay, I will.
Sage or something.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll be praying
for
you.
Thanks.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Thanks, Christiana. And Minnesota. Wow. And, we have a commercial break coming up, but let's take another caller here.
Sure.
We have a 201 area code from New Jersey. Hi, New Jersey caller. What's your first name?
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie.
Ooh.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Who smells?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Jackie. I know. I can smell it. That might be something that's holding you down. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not judging you, but
no.
I feel like it's a battle. If you want to quit, I know you do. And that's what I applaud you for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do want to quit.
It's nice to meet you. You got to move fast here, Jackie. Okay, well, I guess that.
What
Hello?
Do you mean? Yes, I'm here.
Well, limited time.
Okay. I just want to know if there's any messages from the other side that can help direct me moving forward. I want to move physically.
Yes, I know. I feel like you do. I feel a definite presence of a man. And they're showing me like a quick, I don't know if this makes any sense. Keep in mind that sometimes this may not make sense, but I do have a dark-skinned man here. I want to say grandfather, maybe father. I'm getting a, hold on. And I feel, yes. Oh, boy. Oh, man. This person, Jackie, has been around you, and I feel very strongly that this person means just like, okay, you got to listen to me, girl. That's how they come through. Like, you got to listen to me. I'm trying to get through to you. You see what I'm saying, okay? And you, he's saying that you need to incorporate the talents that you have when you were a little girl. You put them down, and you're going to go back to them. I'm getting chills here. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm getting like a, hold on, talk to me. I think I'm getting like a Carl or a C name, not sure about the name here, but a Cal. But they are showing me, and I'm hearing some music. So you have some talents here that are hidden or that people need to hear coming from you. And I wanted to say that this year you're going to burst out of them, and this person, he's going to help you move. He's really strong, really strong presence. So I'll be praying for you.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
All right.
I'd like
Jackie.
To continue to listen if I could get your contact information.
Well, you can reach me on my website.
Follow up with you.
Sure. www.ommaster.net. It's very easy to navigate through, and my Gmail address is on there because I don't give out my phone number. But
OM Master, like OM Master.
OMMaster.net. Yeah, two M's. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Jackie.
Thank you.
You take care. You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Incredible.
Wow, John. I knew this was going to happen because you should have seen Peter's been active in here. I'm sure that you're not surprised. I know you guys have
well,
to take some work.
And for
sure.
Christiana, too, as well, I'm putting all your links into the chat room.
Sure.
She's in the chat room currently, too, as well.
Oh,
so I'm
okay,
posting
okay.
ommaster.net. So make sure it's .net, not .com. So ommaster.net,
mm-hmm.
That's ommaster.net to connect with
mm-hmm.
you on that for Jackie and
mm-hmm.
Christiana.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more callers and questions.
Actually, good idea. Let's take a quick commercial break, but thank you, Stephanie Ann, for helping too as well during that. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be right back with the late edition of the show with Stephanie Ann Stevens.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
Poor Dave Schrader, left out of the voice endorsements there. But today we welcome back renowned psychic medium, clairvoyant, mystic healer, musician, vocalist, and author Stephanie Ann Stevens. And as you already know, if you've been listening to this broadcast, she helps people, and she's accurate. So everyone visit ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. I can put out there all the Facebooks and all the different things, but it looks like people need some help. And to reach out, it's ommaster.net. And I'm scrolling through. We have a lot of callers here. And so she always brings people with her. So you know, we got a big audience here. So there we go. I'm getting there. I found you in the list of callers there. And Sophia, you're back on with Stephanie Ann.
Well, thank you again so much for coming on today.
Oh, I feel like we're saying goodbye each time you say that. I just want to say something. Goodbye. No, I just want to say something as far as what I see for you, Sophia, is that, and I mean, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. I got Peter in front of me going, look at this. And I was tuning into all that, and I was thinking about July, and some of these things are hard to pin down, but I definitely feel like a huge television appearance coming up here, you know, just all over the place. And your listeners, I wonder how many listeners you have. It's got to be in the thousands, maybe the millions. But that's what I definitely see coming from you, because we've been trying to see this, you know, trying to pin this down, and there's no limit to you. There's no limit for you. Those abilities are also getting more enhanced. They're growing. And you're taking off. There's definitely, you've inspired me to write 2 songs about you. So, you know, spooky girl, and what was the other one? I forget, what is it? It's that song for Sophia.
Song for Sophia.
Not that one. That one.
Yeah, song for Sophia.
But yeah, I was definitely, yeah. But I just want to say something, that when you're up in the mountains, it's easy to really tune in and be in another dimension. And my dad told me that I played with or work with other dimensions. And he told me that, you know, he told me about the Om, and he told me that I partially levitate. I don't know how my dad knew that, but they were very spiritual people. And one of two things real quickly is that when you, you know, this guy writes me on an email, and all I have is Vince and Sydney, Australia. And within 5 minutes, I'm able to tell him, you're 43, you have dark hair, you have a beard, you need to quit smoking, I can smell it. And I think basically he wrote back and he said, how can you see me? Well, we're all senders and receivers. It's very possible that he was sending out that information to me, because when you're telepathic, telepathy is a very powerful thing to be able to do. And he could have been done, but it changed his whole perspective. And another one was this man. This is when things were, this woman sat down. She'd never had a reading. Right behind her, I've got a guy with blonde hair. He's in Los Angeles. I can see all that like a movie. And I can hear him saying, I'm coming to see her unexpectedly. And she said, that's who I was dating. I was dating that guy. And I said, okay, well, he keeps saying that. Yeah, he's coming to see me unexpectedly. We didn't think that this was going to be so quick. I thought 6 months, maybe. Within 2 hours, she calls me up. She goes, he's at my house. He was on his way. Oh, my God. So,
oh, God. I need someone like to tell me that with unexpected visitors. Chuck and Brent.
Okay, next time we talk, you'll be married. No.
Oh, Oh my God! If someone unexpectedly showed up at my house, I would die. Oh gosh, that's exactly what I mean. My grandma shows up. Yeah, my grandma lives across the street, and she shows up unexpectedly. It's not really unexpected because she lives across the street, but when she shows up, I'm like, oh my God, it just like scares me. She's just like, we have gravel in front of our house. She doesn't make a sound. It just freaks me out. So I definitely need someone to just tell me when people show up unexpectedly because I'm gonna have a heart attack one of these days.
I don't want you to have a heart attack. No, I've been compared to a cat. I'm not quiet. Mark used to say, you remind me of a cat. You're too quiet. I was too, because I was living in caregiver. So, yeah, no, those were freaky. And, yes, those freaked me out, too, because I was like, oh, my God, because the more it gets bigger and bigger, the more responsibility mm-hmm. you have. And I had started doing my seminars, you know, and they turned into standing room only and almost 11 years of them. And, yes, people really showed up after September 11th, I can tell you. And we had no sign up, and they showed up, like 60 of them, just boom, tell me about my loved one.
Wow.
And, I got a book about that called Messages and Signs, Visits from the Other Side. All the people that passed in 911 that, you know, visit their loved ones, make contact with them. So, yeah, oh, powerful. Very powerful. I didn't write it, but yeah. Sure.
Yeah, we also have too. Like, I know it can be taxing and tolling sometimes when psychics are on it. Are you okay for another caller?
Oh yeah, sure, of course. I just like
okay,
to.
Yeah, we have a 434. This is a Virginia area code. Yeah, hi Virginia caller. What's your first name?
My name's Khalil.
Oh, I knew it was
Khalil,
a movie guy.
Yeah, you're on with Stephanie Ann.
Hey, what's going on? Hi.
I don't know if I've talked to you before.
What's your name again?
Khalil.
Khalil. Yep. Khalil. You might have. It sounds kind of familiar.
I am interested in like the people who save lives, like police, fire, and I'm going to a fire department. I'm not sure when, but I was wondering if I'll be able to like, take a tour of, like, a SWAT team, like, see their Bearcat and stuff like that, like, because I know I'm going to be up in a fire truck, and I've gotten up in fire trucks. I've gotten up, up in SWAT trucks, so I was just wondering if I'm going to, like, be able to meet some SWAT officers and get in SWAT trucks and see all their...
Okay, so Khalil, you want to know, you're basically going to be in a life situation. By the way, I'm also a former firefighter, forest fires, but hey, whatever. when you're talking about being in a situation where you want to know how, if you're going to meet SWAT, or are you basically asking if you're going to be in a situation where you're job-wise in this situation, or...
Or leading.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Just taking a tour of the...
Okay. Sure. Give me a second here. Give me a second. I need to tune into this. Keep in mind what I say to you, but I'm going to say this: a very high aptitude as far as passing any kind of test. I feel very strongly like I'm going to put this out by faith, basically. I'm getting March, April. I feel like you are going to be in a situation, very high profile, that you are going to be in a situation very high profile with. Be careful because, you know, but I feel like you have a lot of protection around you. So, yeah, I'm going to say that I do see and do feel. I concur with you. I do feel that you are going to be in that situation where, because I'm smelling listen to this. Check this out. Not only that, but being in that kind of situation, Khalil, don't be surprised if it leads you into even further, because I'm seeing forensic. Just listen to what I'm saying, that in a situation kind of like almost like a PI, private investigator, but I feel like it's going to lead you into other areas, and I feel that July is very powerful for you. So, and also they're showing me that just the situation with money just goes up. So yeah, I feel like you're in the right situation, the right time, the right place. And definitely I feel like the aptitude and the whole skills, the whole physicality is there for you to be able to do this. So, yeah, I feel that.
Thank you.
Wow.
I hope that helps.
Thank you, Khalil.
I also feel like you have a father, like a man around you, almost like, I don't know if it's a father or whatever, but I feel a lot of encouragement, like, okay, and I also see Band of Brothers, so that tells me, you know how that movie Band of Brothers, so that tells me that you probably, you know, you're going to have that brotherhood, you're going to have,
yeah.
And isn't it funny that I just mentioned 911 and see how these things loop into each other and, you know, all that thing about 911, and you just you're asking about fire and SWAT and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think you're in the right place, right time.
See, I've seen police. I've been inside fire trucks, but I've never been inside, like, Bearcats.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready. Get ready, because you've been following your gut on this one. You've been making all the right choices. You know, there's a difference between people making the wrong choices versus making the right ones, and you're right there. You know, you have that strong guidance. Remember that police officers have what they call the blue line, where they have that extra intuition, and where they use that in their work.
Yeah.
I'm sure firefighters do too. All right, Khalil, we'll be praying for you. I'll be praying
you,
for
Khalil.
You. Good luck. I mean, good blessing. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Prayers for Khalil, for everybody in the audience, too. That sounds like a great path.
Yeah.
And
yes.
OMMaster.net, again, that's .net. So OMMaster.net for a connection with Stephanie Ann Stevens. Now, go ahead.
Well, Stephanie, I mean, you've taken some amazing callers today, too. But as we were talking about before them, you have written some books. I know besides My Karate Angel, you've written a couple others. You want to tell the audience a little bit about those books, too, and where they can also find those?
I wish they could find them, Sophia, but they're on my website, and it says they're not in print right now. What happened, one was let's see, The Mysterious Healing of Angels. So it's The Power of the Omega. And my friend has that book right now, so I hope he holds on to it. I mean, he better not lose it. No, he won't. Anyway, that's The Mysterious Healing of Angels, The Power of the Omega. And another one was written with my friend Rod C. Davis. I think it was something about Om Master. I'm not even sure of the title or whatever. But if I do decide to get these out again, I'll definitely make it known. But yeah, the Mysterious Healings of Angels, and the reason I say that is because I definitely feel that the Om or the Omega or whatever comes from an angelic realm. There's no way I would be able to send this out of my body. A sound healer, sound healing is when it's that sound and it comes, you know, so for me, it's a high G. And it's sent out of the body, and people feel like the Holy Spirit. They feel their loved ones. They smell things. A lot of times they just feel peace. Sometimes people don't feel anything, but I can hear it, and I can send it. And when we did the seminar, I used to send it. People definitely reacted to it. So it's kind of different, because sound healing is not the most common form of healing, I guess you could say. it cuts my hearing. Yeah, it cuts
definitely.
My hearing too. Talk right now.
I know that.
Go ahead.
I know you're having, you know, some difficulties with your publisher right now. But before then, or even currently, are you considering writing any more books, possibly with a different publisher, or you know, just for the future to decide?
If I'm guided to right now, what I'm doing more than anything is writing music, which about people's, you know, what happens to people's lives and just how to heal them and how they get healed. And so more so, it's almost like writing a reading, doing a reading in the music, in a song type thing. But if I do, I would definitely, find or have a publisher and, I'm a philosopher, so I like to put out philosophical sayings. I might put a book out that gives people hope and that kind of thing. But I'm at this point, I'm not sure what I would write, but it's so funny because I come from a family of writers. Yeah, no, it's the truth.
Hey.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Writing can be hard, especially coming up with what to say.
I know. People are probably like, Sophia, write a book. Come on, when are you going to write a book?
You saw Sophia with a production?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you saw Sophia with a production when you were saying something about her?
I was saying that I thought that there was going to be a really one of the biggest, you know, shall we say, media events, you know, ever. And I was thinking about NBC, and I was thinking about how we're talking, you know, widespread, shall we say, media coverage, where it goes right, where it's really, 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 really in the mainstream. In other words, it's like one of the names. She's like one of the names, you know, out there. She already is, but it's just going to expand, and it's like a major, you know, major out there. And it's not hard to see that either because of her energy and her talent, her sense of humor. It's just the more and more people endeared to her and all the people that she's helped as well. It just all comes to, you know, she's coming up on 23 years old, right? Two
yeah.
and three make five, as we know. And what is five? I think that's, yeah, that could be your life path. But, yeah, that,
well,
I just.
Well, won't be the Olympics. She's good at archery.
You don't know that. I could be the best Olympian. I just, you know, conjectured a little bit.
If video gaming becomes a sport, yeah, you'll be in there. But.
It is. Dad, there's the MLG, Major League Gaming. That's literally, it's called eSports. It's literally a thing.
That's
yeah.
funny.
Gosh, you can't trust this guy. He doesn't know anything about gaming. You know, I talk about it all the time, and he doesn't even appreciate my craft. It's very sad.
All the bantering between you two is just so inspiring.
See, thank you for that, Stephanie, because, you know, I hear you tell him, my mom always says I'm funny, and he goes, at least someone does, and I think he really should appreciate me more. You know, and it's nice when someone can. Yeah, I tell everyone. I'm like, I'm going to tell my therapist about you, which is really just Chad number two, because he's going to school for to be a therapist. That's always fun.
Yes, it
but,
is.
But, you know, speaking of trauma, living in a haunted house can be really hard for a lot of people. What advice would you give to someone currently living in a haunted house?
I think that my advice would be definitely make sure that it's haunted, for one. And
mm-hmm.
I always follow Peter's things, like look on the outside, check the outside perimeter first, because I know that a lot of, you know, spirits are passing through all of us. I don't mean all of our bodies. I just mean to our places. And I think that if they're having some activity, you know, where it's very frightening, then you want to mm-hmm. first of all, you want to make sure that you are sometimes people activate that themselves. They can activate that kind of thing. Yes, they can.
Mm-hmm.
Children
a conduit.
Can. And yeah, yes, yes, a conduit. And I've had a number of people like this was moving or this happened, what was in it? And so I would just say that you want to remove things from the house that might have been given to you, like at estate sales. There would be go back to the haunted collector, you know, with Johnny Zappas, and make sure that you don't have something that's attracting that spirit, right, John? Yeah. So, and then seek help, like Bill Bean is a deliverance minister. If it gets that bad, and they will come out or they will Skype, there's people that, you know, will help with that kind of thing. It's, you know, he wrote Dark Force, these things were trying to kill them. And the veil's very thin right now in this freaky time that we're in.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we see, Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing that demonologists are seeing, or yeah, they're seeing more possessions, you know, that kind of thing. And but a real possession is very—it's very valid. It's very authentic. It's very obvious that it is not just somebody acting, like you see some of these faith healers do. Just calling it like it is. No, it's the truth.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, it's so important to get the right help, you know, when you're living in a haunted home, and make sure that, you know, whoever's investigating is right for you. Whoever's right for someone else doesn't mean they're right for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want somebody that comes in there and they're just trying to get all the glory, and they're trying to get all the, you know, all the points, and look what we're doing, and hey, let's curse this demon in here when it's really not a demon. And, or it could be, you know, you don't challenge them, because people have been, like I said before on your other shows, that people have been slammed to the floor. I mean, there are malevolent spirits out there, and they really do exist. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of spiritual wickedness in high and low places. People don't think that it's high, but yeah, there's an echelon of demonic. Not that I'm trying to glorify evil here or anything, but you guys have seen, hey, look at that one on the Queen Mary, that figure that you told me about on the Queen Mary. He's kind of freaky and not very friendly and scary, right?
Yeah, I don't like him at all. He doesn't like me. So it's very mutual, and I feel like we're on, that's, you know, even ground there. We don't like each other.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, John, you've experienced, I'm sure you have. I know you have. Yeah. You guys have definitely seen firsthand what it's like to encounter an actual, you know, entity. And that kind of thing. I would definitely say that they feed on fear. They feed on fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be very hard, you know, just dealing with spirits, and, you know, you just never know what you're going to get. It's really such a mixed bag with every situation. I know we're coming towards the end of the show, though, but is, you know, as an investigator and a psychic, I'm sure there's a ton of locations that you would love to go explore and check out. Where would you love to investigate the most in the world? The Queen Mary?
I would say the Queen Mary. I can't know. One of these days, if they still allow it, the Queen Mary. And I would actually not be afraid if I had other people with me. And I would love to try, what's that sanitarium that starts with a W? What, I can't think of it. W, it starts with a W. It's a sanitarium. It's,
Waverly Hills.
Yeah, Waverly Hills. If you came with me, I wouldn't go there by myself because I'd like to go in and be able to just, shall we say, send. Actually, I have done this where I sent Omega or sent the Ohm to them, and they don't like it, and they're like, I'm out of here. But I did have another situation where Jack's daughter, those from the other side came to help get the entity out of the closet and take it out. Basically. So I was at her house. They showed up. I'm like, who are you? We are, you know, Eleanor and John. And they helped clear that closet. So, cause they were afraid to go in that. They were feeling it in that closet. So those that can escort those on the other side to escort them out, get them to the light, you know, that kind of thing. It's pretty cool. If they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, unfortunately, yeah. We're at the end of the show. So really quickly, is there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events you would like to mention to the audience?
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to say on the 17th, I will be at Monterey Court venue doing a songwriter circle. So on the 17th, that's this coming Thursday. And then I'll be doing what they call a music and murals, where they show the artwork and the artist in front of it. I've also been invited to come speak at Wendy's Boutique. So that may turn into a seminar. I haven't done that since 2011. But I'm looking to hit probably a bigger platform this year, but that's what I have coming up.
Well, I want to thank you again so much for coming on today. It's been great talking to you, as always, and my mom is looking forward to talking to you after the show.
Likewise. Hi, Shirley. Yes, me too. Thank you so much, you guys. You guys are doing Sophia, you're doing a great job compared to when you were like, no, I mean, what I mean is you're much.
No, I understand. I complain. I complain. I understand. I understand.
No, you did a great, doing a fantastic job, and you really do know how to put the questions forth, and it's always a blessing to be on. It's always fun to be on the show with you and your dad and hear you guys argue. No, I'm just kidding.
It's the close of the show, but Christy Ann in the chat room, she's letting you know that, yeah, her mom's going to be reaching out to you through your website too, and because her mom wants a reading now. But it's right at the
top. Oh, okay.
Of the
well,
it's a
but,
family
yeah,
affair.
Thank you
well,
for all the
thank
reading.
You again.
It's a family affair.
Go ahead. I still see all the callers in the queue, so they're still listening in. So I want to let everybody know ommaster.net. That's ommaster.net. But yeah, Stephanie Ann, thank you so much. And you're
yeah,
a great
friend.
Yeah, they can
find me at my
thank
Gmail.
So
yeah. Well, thank you so much, John. You guys have a great day. I'll be. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thank
talk
you.
To you.
And, yeah, she's going to have a lot of people reaching out to her. Fantastic show today, Sophia.
Absolutely. Stephanie is such a great guest. As always, I want to thank you all for listening. This show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and I see, too, yeah, fantastic, Sophia. I see also in the chat room somebody else has reached out, and they're looking for proof for their mom's house documenting what she wanted me to do after her death. My sister was hiding papers from me. So there's a lot of people reaching out right now, and so, yes, ommaster.net. ommaster.net. Not .com, but .net. So, yeah, she has the Amazon, she has for all of her books, and if she gets those rights back to republish and reprint too as well. She has a YouTube and Facebook, but importantly, ommaster.net, that's ommaster.net. Also coming up, we have Island Paranormal Society researchers Ron Iacovetti and Lourdes Gonzalez. They'll be on next Saturday, the 5th. Also, Travel Channel and Discovery Plus's paranormal investigator Tim Wood will be on the program 2 weeks from today on the 12th of March. And he has some great news and some exciting news that he's going to announce on this program. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll see everyone next week.
Hi, this is Debbie Francion, Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.